You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Psychic Paths with Suzanne Marie. Live from PsychicPaths.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Psychic Paths
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to A1R Psychic Radio. I'm Suzanne Marie, and you are sharing this time with me tonight on a Wednesday evening. I hope to have some very good readings tonight. I am totally excited for this, so I hope you all are excited for the tonight show. I wanted to express that I am a clairvoyant, and I see the past, present, and future. And also, I'm a light trance medium. And I am available for private readings. You can catch me on Facebook at Psychic Paths, or you can contact me or message me on my website, www.psychicpaths.com. And also, I'd like to have a shout out to my sponsor, Chris Roman, and he can be found at Psychology Today. So, I hope everyone is having a great summer. It's July 1st, and I hope everyone is enjoying picnics and pool and beach and all that good stuff. I myself are from Minnesota, and we only got 2 months of summer, and so this is it. And then it turns very, very cold. So what I've been doing is joining my roses in the garden and trying to get a few of those things bloomed. And I finally got rid of my cabin fever with being safe in shelter place. And I've dyed my hair back to blonde from red. And my granddaughter said she likes the pink look I've chosen. So, yeah, I can't wait for everyone to call in, and let's go ahead and have a really good show. I can be found on Facebook, like I said before, and if anyone has any thoughts on how I can make my page better on Psychic Paths, I'd like your input. So please message me any of your thoughts and any of your comments as to what's going on with my show and what I can do better for the fan page. And thank you to A1R Psychic Radio for giving me this opportunity to share this afternoon with you guys. And I hope that someone can call in and ask me anything, past, present, or future. I see in color, and I see as in video, in spirit. And, yeah. So, yes, and also comment on my page, because I want to know what everyone is doing for the summer. I'm sure that everyone is having fun and hopefully staying cool. So, we have Madison from Colorado. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
How has your summer been?
How's what? I'm sorry.
How has your summer been?
Oh, good so far. Working and children. So always working.
Is there anything I can help you with tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, the father of my son left me for, I guess the best way to describe her, she's just very manipulative and toxic. And I just want to know, I talked to another lady before, and she thinks that maybe, you know, July, August, that he will come to his senses and realize all of this. Like, I was just wondering if that's something that you thought as well.
Okay, let me find out, okay?
Okay.
Let me take a look. Let me see if I have him. What I'm picking up is a man with, let's see, brown hair?
Yep.
Does he have brown hair? And not fat, not thin, just average?
Yeah.
And does he worry a lot? Does he like to, what do you call it, overthink?
Yeah, depending on the situation, yeah.
Okay, you know him well. From this gentleman that I see, he doesn't get angry, but he will pout.
But he what? I'm sorry.
He will pout?
Yeah.
There's a pout in him. Okay.
I just want my family back. Our son is only 7 months, and I just, I've dated a few other people, and he's just has my heart, just my soulmate, and I just want him to wake up to what everyone else sees that she is, and for him to see it as well, and come home.
I'm seeing that right now he's very frustrated and very troubled. And I'm getting that it is his situation right now. The only problem I see or feel too from the situation is how does he backtrack his behavior with you?
How is his behavior with me like right now?
Yes.
He's mean to me right now.
Because I see that he's still blaming you for whatever he's going through inside himself. And I see that if he wanted to go back with you, he doesn't see how to make that happen.
So he does want to.
Yes.
Come back. He doesn't know how.
Yeah. He doesn't know how. And he's still blaming you. So it seems like he's clearing things up in his mind. But I do see that it's going to take some time because he needs someone to blame for a situation. And he'd rather blame you than take responsibility for himself.
Do you see him and her? They've been together. They're going on like 8 months, I think. Do you see them lasting like marriage and forever?
No. And I think it is because from her standpoint, she's using him. She's not looking for a long-term relationship.
Okay. And I don't know if you, obviously, you know, medical questions and things like that, but do you see or feel another child entering his life with her by chance?
No, but I do see that she would take it.
Okay, because she's pregnant right now, so.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, because the other lady I talked to, I asked her too, and she said that she doesn't think that it's actually his baby, because this is kind of what she does. She just kind of destroys other people's homes, you know. She's known to do that.
Maybe that's what I meant about fake, because I feel like something's fake. She's not being totally honest. She's not even being a little honest. But I don't see that in his life. I don't see another child.
Do you think like he'll stay with her the whole pregnancy? Because I obviously am assuming that he thinks it is his. So
right now he does. He's pretty frustrated. He seems to be agitated. He seems to be confused. But I don't see them lasting. I really don't.
Okay. Do you, like, the lady, she told me, you know, like, she thinks that maybe there will be a light at the end of this tunnel, like, in July, maybe. She told me somebody will tell him something, like, you know, she was seeing me, or, you know, like, something that tells the baby that, you know, because she said that she didn't think that he would stay with her the whole time.
I do see light at the tunnel, and I do see that somehow you two will work it out.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's just
time.
It's been hard, and I just, you know, I'm just like, I mean, he tells me that they're going to get married.
This is a great
like
time
that.
For
I don't
you.
Know if that.
This is a great time for you. This is a great time for you to take some time for yourself, to learn about yourself, to figure out what you want, what you feel, what you think, and how you see your future. This is a break. This isn't permanent. So I would take this opportunity to find out more about yourself and how to love yourself more. What makes you get joy? Okay.
Yeah, trying to do that. I just, you know, it just gets to me sometimes, because I want him to come back to where he's supposed to be with her first. So I just didn't know if that live with us or if they.
It's going to take time, but I'm sure that everything will work out, and I want you to be good to yourself and patient with yourself with this. And I don't know what else to say, but thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Are you having a good summer, Susan?
No, I'm not. I haven't had a good year at all.
Excuse me?
I haven't had a good year or summer. It's just since the December 29th, my life has just been hell. It's been horrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How can I help you tonight?
Excuse me, I have a bad connection with you.
How can I help you tonight?
I want to know if my husband is okay and that he did make it. And I want to know if he is still here with me, because I feel him here. I know he's here. I want to know that he isn't waiting here with me because he thinks I can't make it. I want to make sure that he made his journey, and he's just back here because he wants to be with me.
Okay.
Hang
on.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. I'm lost now. I don't know what to do. He was my life.
You're going through a lot of grief. I understand that, and that takes time, and I don't think time heals these wounds of grief and loss. It will get better, but I don't believe that ever really, really lessens. He is around you. He doesn't like the fact that you are so sad and in despair, and he feels despair because at where he's coming from, he can't help you. He can't show you what he wants to show you. So he has given me the message to give to you that it hurts him to see you so sad.
Is that why he's still here?
Yes.
He didn't go to heaven, right? He didn't make the...
Yes.
He's not staying here and not going...
No.
I mean, I'm not keeping him from going on.
No, he's passed. He's done the journey, but he's always drawn back because he doesn't know how to let you know that he's okay and that he doesn't want you to be so sad. Sad is normal, but he doesn't know how to comfort you from where he is.
Well, he's in my dreams all the time. He was in my dreams for 2 months. I slept for 2 months. And when I would wake up and get something to eat and go right to sleep, my dream would continue. And it kept going for 2 months. So I was alive when I was asleep, but I was in somebody else's body when I was awake. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I wasn't living my own life because reality just wasn't there, because he wasn't here. And I dreamt about him for 2 months, and I still dream about him. And I know he's come to me, and I think he's told me that it's okay to move on, to find somebody else, but I don't know if I ever will, but, and he's supposed to find out something for me, and I want to know if he just find out some information from my dad, just something trivial, but he's supposed to tell me somehow.
Okay, hang on. Now, is your husband buried?
Yes.
Is he in a cemetery? And do you go see him?
Yep, I was just there today.
Because he keeps showing me that. And your dad, does he have the personality of like an average Joe, like just got that comfortable, you know, personality where he's kind of like everything's all right, kind of a feeling?
Yep, he laid back. He said, don't worry about it. You can't change the outcome, so what's the use of worrying? He was that kind of person. I got a nice sense of humor from him. Just, you know, he's a great person, great man.
What you're asking, does it have to do with a document?
Yes, it does. Something my mother did, and I want to know why she did it, and I want to know if he found out why she did it.
He's pointing at the second sentence on the document.
Do what?
He didn't know, and I'm not sure what he's exactly reading because I can't see the document, but I do know it's the second sentence in that document. Do you have the document?
I had it, and it just disappeared.
Would you remember what the second sentence was?
I might if you said it.
Hang on.
I know it was his will and testament from the lawyer, but I've called all kinds of people, and it's not documented anywhere. And they said that there was no chance that a lawyer would have sent me that, you know, that paper, because they just don't. Or there's no chance that the court would have sent me a piece of paper with their will. Where it came from, I don't know the lawyer that it came from. And it just disappeared.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It has to do with the siblings. Both of them.
If this helps, I do believe that how can that work? I'm listening to him. Um, He's telling me that you need to call. You need to call somebody who's got dark hair.
Has what color?
Dark hair, yeah.
Black hair?
Yes.
Hmm.
He's saying that this will go through. Whatever that document will go through. But the way to get it started is to talk to that dark-haired lady. And he's showing me like a phone, and he's like, she needs to make the phone call. Huh. And then he feels frustrated. And I'm just trying to not frustrate him, because I do believe that things will work out with this document. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
You can't be the only one with the copy, because I picture somebody has it in their desk part, wherever that is in their house.
Did I have what? You're breaking up.
You're not the only one with the document.
Right. But somebody had it changed.
Somebody.
Before my mom passed. Somebody conned my mom into changing it.
Well, your dad said to call the lady with the dark hair, and that there's a document somewhere in somebody's home office or someplace where someone keeps their paperwork, that there is a copy of what you had, which is what you need.
Yeah, I've called around everywhere, and I have no idea where it's. I don't know who has dark hair, but...
Hang on. Does this dark-haired lady that you know, does she live in some kind of a reddish maroon house?
I don't know anybody with a lady with black hair. I don't know who, because he was 80-something, and I live in my own house. I don't know who he went to.
I think that the bottom line here is it's going to work out in your favor. That is going to work out in your favor, and I don't think that you will. You will have to wait too long. And
could this be something different, like a lawsuit?
Maybe. But I see that at the end, it's ultimately going to work out for you. Now, when the ball starts rolling in your favor, your sign that it's about to happen, it's about to start, what I'm going to give you is a sign. And that is a field of daisies. Now, but it could be a picture, it could be a poster, it could be something on the side of the building, but it's going to be a field of daisies. And when you see that big field of daisies that you just can't ignore, I want you to know that things and the ball is going to start rolling.
Okay, well, I somehow this ad fell onto my phone that I didn't know anything about, and it was a lawsuit that something had to do with my husband's medical care, and I applied for it, for the lawsuit, and I haven't heard anything. I don't know if they have black hair.
Well, you will. Trust me, and I have to go. I got 4 more minutes, but I wish you all the luck and love.
So you think that this is going to turn out in my favor?
Yes. Wait for those daisies.
And were you talking to my dad or my husband?
Your dad. Your husband is with him. But I gotta go.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Honey?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Things will get better. I promise.
I hope so. I really hope so. I hope I get this lawsuit in my favor because he really deserved it.
I do see that happening, so I'm sending you all kinds of love, and please know that both your father and your husband are together, and they do check up on you, and this despair and loss will lessen, okay?
Okay, thank you so very much. You helped me a lot.
All right, honey, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, I hope that you enjoyed the show as much as I did. Thank you, callers. I really appreciate the calls in. I really love this work. I really love reaching and trying to give everybody hope. And you can get a private reading. Check out my website, www.psychicpaths.com, and check out my Facebook page, Psychic Paths. And once again, I'm saying an adios from A1R Psychic Radio. Bye.